producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Vincent De Niro from Prepper and Shooter magazine. I didn't know he had partnered up with Genesis Communications, but I've been using some of his stuff in my show prep, so this just works well. It just works well. But that's coming up second hour. We can clap now. Signal the applause. It appears that Shanine Allen is not going to be going to jail after all. Shanine Allen is the young lady, the young single mother of two, who legally got a gun, who legally got a permit in Pennsylvania, and then drove into New Jersey thinking that was part of the United States. And in New Jersey, she's now going to be allowed to go into a diversion program because the Attorney General stepped up and clarified a directive that expanded New Jersey's gun law. Now, Shanine Allen wasn't a criminal. She was never a criminal. Unless you're in New Jersey. Any other state she's in, if she were to have been driving through South Carolina or Georgia or Utah or Wyoming or anybody, she'd just be a normal person carrying a gun. But in New Jersey, well, that's a different story. Now, the county prosecutor in this case was not going to allow her pretrial intervention, because he had a 2008 directive that expanded the state's Graves Act that did not allow for an exception. Except she wasn't a criminal. What the Attorney General in New Jersey basically did was he released a clarification that sort of saved this prosecutor's face. Now he can pull back and say, okay, she can go into pretrial intervention. She was due in court Thursday for motions in the case and to prepare for trial, but instead will officially apply for pretrial intervention program, which is the same thing that the fiancé beating Ray Rice got. Let's compare the two, shall we? Single mother, two, working hard, two jobs, just to keep her head above water, not on any government entitlements or anything else. Gets robbed once or twice while she's coming home from work, decides she wants to protect herself, buys a gun, gets a permit, doesn't check about things like reciprocity before she drives to Atlantic City. Ray Rice, linebacker, NFL, combined total body fat, probably, 6-7%. Nothing but a walking, talking muscle. His girlfriend comes at him. I've seen the video. She's coming at him. He does a little Mike Tyson on her, bangs her head with left, and she bangs her head on the rail of the elevator they're in, and she is basically knocked into a temporary coma. Now, who's the criminal? Who's the criminal? I'm glad this has happened for Shanine. There was no reason for her to be incarcerated. She was never a criminal. I would like to think that in New Jersey there's police officers that would look at that and say, listen, I didn't just hear what you told me, okay? May I see your license and your registration, please? And then when you check your license and your registration, or maybe, you know, maybe you take it or something, but you don't make a deal out of it until something comes back and she's a wanted person. And if she's not a wanted person, you lean down on the sill of her door and you look at her and you say, Shanine, Miss Allen, listen to me. I appreciate your honesty, I really do, but you're obviously a law-abiding citizen. So never tell a law enforcement officer in New Jersey that you have a gun and a permit and the gun's on you. Please? I don't think you'd look good in our prison jumpers. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if there's anything like that that exists. But it would, wouldn't that, I mean, she's been put through a one-year ordeal for not bothering to check whether or not New Jersey recognized her permit. She made a presumption, which is an innocent presumption. She has a driver's license. Hey, she can drive in New Jersey. If she was married, her marriage license works in New Jersey. You know, her birth certificate's good in New Jersey. Her marriage certificate's good in New Jersey. I mean, everything is good in New Jersey except her concealed carry permit. And for all of those states, I've told this story before. When I was stationed in Germany, Germany was parceled into two parts, East and West. Of course, we were in the West, and that's where the American military was garrisoned, waiting for the Soviet threat to cross the threshold. And then the communists were in the East. And we could go to Berlin, and we could actually drive to Berlin through East Germany. But when you crossed into Berlin, they strategically placed all of these, when you crossed into East Germany, they had these roving, I guess, police, highway patrol, whatever they were, on the Autobahn going through there. And the speed limit changed constantly, 35 kilometers per hour, 55 kilometers per hour, 90 kilometers per hour. And if you weren't on that, right there on the dial, you actually better be a little bit below it. You were getting pulled over. You could get literally a dozen tickets on your way to Berlin. And that's what it sounds like when you cross into New Jersey. Not that it's one big speed trap, but I mean, how many people now, what was that guy's name, Aiken? His last name. The guy that was moving, he wasn't even, you know, he was just going through New Jersey, and he thought to himself, hey, you know, I'm about to fall asleep at the wheel. I think I'll pull over and take a little power nap. And in the parking lot where he was sitting, the police pull up and see him, and they see what looks like gun cases, and he's in jail. That shouldn't be that way. Let's check it out. Gun ownership is legal on the left, legal on the right, legal down below, legal up above, but not here. New Jersey is just one big radioactive state when it comes. I need to get Anthony Calandro back on here, the gun for hire. Get his sense of how things are going there. He's right there in the middle of it. But I'm glad that Shanine is not facing jail time. She shouldn't be facing jail time. She's doing everything exactly the way anybody could possibly ask for her to do. She's doing it of her own volition, and she's law-abiding. And all she wanted to do was protect herself because she felt that obligation to her sons. They need their mom. She recognized that. I applaud her for that decision. I hope she starts carrying a gun again. I hope this doesn't attach any sort of stigma to her or put any sort of prohibition against her. I guess we'll have to find that out. I'll call her lawyer and find that out. But, at the end of the day, while it is sad that this had to happen this way, I'm glad that she escapes intact, as we all should be. As we all should be. This has been 1 year wasted. She got arrested last year. 1 year wasted for her. But at least she emerges. She has escaped that New Jersey tunnel. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog League Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones. To Tom in Maryland, a retired police officer, wants to talk about arresting and giving breaks. Yes, sir. I would love to hear your opinion.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First time I listened to your show today, and you had pondered aloud whether a sensible understanding officer in New Jersey might have handled the situation differently. And I think that there are sensible understanding officers who absolutely would have handled that situation in a totally different manner. During my career, and I'm dating myself here, it goes back a ways, you could carry reciprocity lists around for all the states because there were so many different factors involved. It wasn't just a matter of whether or not there was full reciprocity, but there was partial reciprocity. In
right.
other words, how you would transport a gun, even if you were a permit holder. So it was a big hullabaloo. And I can tell you this, that the sensible and understanding officers in Baltimore City where I worked, that reciprocity list with all of that hullabaloo really was a non-issue, and it was disregarded by the sensible officers in favor of the permit holder. In other words, we didn't make an issue of it at all because we had a lot better things to do than to involve ourselves with that. Baltimore City was one of the highest cities in the nation as far as murders were concerned, and you know, like I said, we had other things that we needed to spend our time on. In fact, we were so understanding and tried to look at situations, all situations, as if we were dealing with a family member, that even non-permit holders who resided in Baltimore City, whom we had contact with, checked out, and knew that they weren't criminals, senior citizens, students, young couples with children who were just trying to live a decent life, they were scared. And they had every reason to be scared. Like I said, if we were considered the murder capital at one time, if they had a gun, it was a non-issue.
You know, one thing I will concede is that in New Jersey, we'll never. There's probably sensible officers that are doing exactly what I wondered, mused out loud about, and we just don't ever hear about it, right?
Absolutely. Just like anything else, when someone in any line of work does an exceptional job, it's much less likely that it's going to make the news or be spoken about as opposed to them doing something that they shouldn't have done. That's just the way things are.
When police like that, when the police officer of that mindset is out there, he's really... I mean, that's really good public relations for that municipality as far as the police are concerned, as far as the way the public perceives the police, isn't it? I mean, that's the unintended consequence of just being out there and taking a reasonable approach to it.
You're very perceptive. It's such a valuable tool to be able to, especially in a city where the criminals outnumber the decent folk, to be able to have good relationships with the decent people. In fact, part of the reason we did what we did was we didn't have enough officers on the street.
Yeah.
And we knew that in certain cases, if our lives were on the line, that there was a possibility that these armed citizens, whether they had a permit or not, would come to our aid. So that factored into that decision-making as well. But getting back to what your point was, when you cut decent people breaks when it's a reasonable thing to do, you do develop that good relationship, and whether or not you're expecting anything in return relative to them protecting you in a situation is really beside the point. To just being able to have those people speaking with other citizens and saying, you know what, the police aren't our enemies. You know, as you see what's going on today, and I didn't think it could get much worse, but it's gotten much worse. It's really become an us against them type thing in many communities, and it's really not. There's plenty of good police out there, and it sickens me when I see police behaving badly, because it reflects so poorly and it has such a long-lasting effect on communities. And I blame the folks, the detectives in the background investigation, Special Operations Division, who aren't doing a good enough job in vetting these folks that they're hiring. There's something going on currently. I've never in my life seen so many police shootings that I look at the details and the facts and think to myself, how in the world did they make the decision to pull that trigger not once, but so many times? It just wasn't that way. You know, back when I was working, there were officers, and it was almost a given. It didn't have to be taught. It was just something that any decent person would do to realize that just because you're in a situation where lethal force could be legally justified doesn't mean that you use lethal force. You use lethal force as the very last resort. If police officers, and this is how I know there's still a lot of good cops out there, if police officers were using lethal force every time it was legally justified, there'd be bodies everywhere.
No.
The fact of the matter is police put their lives on the line every day, and they take the risk of not pulling that trigger just because it would be justified. You know, human beings, when it comes right down to it, if you're a decent, God-fearing man or woman in uniform, when it comes time to pull that trigger, no matter how much training you have, it's a tough decision. And if you're well-trained and a good cop, sometimes, you know, you have to make that decision to pull that trigger, but it's never a decision that you want to have to make, and you never want to pull that trigger. These cops who are emptying clips into people because they think they might have a gun, or they're doing a dynamic entry, or at least what they think is a dynamic entry these days, where they kick in the door and start firing, I don't understand it. I can only think that they're being trained improperly.
Tom, I'm about to run out of time. I really appreciate your very valuable input. Feel free to call me anytime with it. And stay safe. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Thursday, this here is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The New York Daily News seems a little shocked. The teachers in seven less hysteria-prone states have figured out the correct answer to this multiple-choice question. There's an active shooter in your school who is advancing on your classroom. Which of the following has the best chance to save the lives of teachers and students when the active shooter enters your classroom? A. Informing the active shooter that this is a gun-free zone and that law enforcement officers are 5 to 20 minutes away. B. Begging the active shooter for mercy. C. Throwing books at the active shooter. Or D. Firing a controlled pair of bullets into the shooter's chest from a handgun, scanning and assessing the threat, and firing additional shots if needed. The correct answer to that, of course, is D. And that isn't rocket science, by the way. I didn't have to study or anything for that one. In reasonably intelligent districts, we see voters and school administrators, and yes, there are a few of them, and teachers that have figured out this answer all on their own because they have seen the alternatives fail. One person involved in a school, who I only get their last name, is Hanson. I never really thought about it before Sandy Hook. It just killed me. It's something personal when you mess with students or children. It's as if you were messing with one of your own. For the past decade, Utah law has allowed anyone with a permit to carry guns onto school property. In 2013, Alabama, Kansas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas enacted laws permitting school staff to carry guns on public school property, according to the Council of State Governments. Georgia was added to the mix this year.
Utah has issued more than 500,000 firearm carry permits, making guns ubiquitous in schools, parks, and other public places. Hansen says, I think every teacher should carry. We are the first line of defense. Someone is going to call the cops, and they're going to be informed, but how long is it going to take for them to get to the school? And in that time, how many students are going to be affected by the gunmen roaming the halls? Very nice way of putting it, Mr. Hansen. Actually, the correct statement would be, how many students are going to be gunned down while we're waiting for the gunmen to be, interrupted by the police? There have been no fatal school shootings in Utah, but there have been stray accidents. Earlier this month, a 14-year veteran teacher from Westbrook Elementary School was struck in the leg after her firearm discharged while she was in the faculty bathroom. The shot hit the toilet, making it explode, and the shards pierced her leg. No one else was hurt. Let's call it what it is. It didn't accidentally discharge. Modern firearms don't. You have to put your finger in the trigger guard and pull the trigger with a round and battery. That's how that works. Now, the rabidly anti-gun Daily News was just waiting for something like that to happen. And they finally got one. A university professor injured himself in a negligent discharge this summer as well. And you know what? Nationwide, despite what the New York Daily News is out there trumpeting, teachers and college professors nationwide still have a lower number of negligent discharges leading to injuries than just the NYPD. It's also true when it comes to the data on intentional discharges, meaning somebody shooting at somebody. Concealed carriers are far more likely to hit an actual bad guy than a misidentified innocent bystander than law enforcement. Now, Corin Lesh is the one that wrote this little article in the New York Daily News. I'd love to see them, or any other anti-gun journalist, or editor, or anchor, or talking head, I'd love to see them take some of their time to compare the firearms training that goes into training teachers to carry in schools in most jurisdictions versus the firearms training required for the average law enforcement officer. The teachers are given more intense training because, unlike the police, once they're out there, they're out there. Now, what will probably happen with some of these teachers is they will find it incumbent upon themselves to go ahead and continue their education with it. But police officers have to qualify all the time. You know, they qualify once or twice a year. So the police departments know that they're going to be shooting from time to time, at least to qualify. Some of these police officers take it upon themselves, spend a lot of money on ammo, go to the range as often as they can. Some of them are very proficient. We don't ever read about them because they don't shoot 9 innocent bystanders, just like the ones we talked about in New Jersey with Tom. These gun grabbers would be shocked to discover that the basic firearms training and periodic requalification standards required of most law enforcement officers is minimal, and that many of the school districts that allow teachers to be armed have qualification requirements that are significantly higher than law enforcement in that specialized environment. And in many cases, well, take, for example, what was it? Was it Missouri? In Missouri, if I'm getting the state right, and I don't remember who the school was, but they were training the teachers. And the teachers had to qualify with a 90, where law enforcement had to qualify with a 75. Now, I think that's probably because they know that the teachers are going to be shooting in a very chaotic environment. Although it's not going to be that chaotic. If an active shooter's in a school, they're going to be in lockdown. It's not going to be a crowded hallway. But I think that it is a good idea to train them to a high level. I don't think, however, if they were to do the right thing, I don't think that these schools that have armed teachers in them, I don't think they would have an active shooter go in there. I think if they were just to put some signage outside stating they have armed staff, that they're not going to go. Active shooters are looking for a facility that they can meander through until the second gun gets introduced much later in the play out of his fantasy.
They're not going to go somewhere where the first person they walk up on might have a gun. And then it's just, you know, school shooter shot down before he makes it through Atrium. That's not much of a story. I don't know how the gun grabbers would react to that. They couldn't do it 24-7. There'd be no blood to tap dance. Well, they could call him a victim of gun violence, I guess. They do that from time to time. They lump the bad guys in there. Lump them in there all the time. Armed teachers can save lives. And the idea, the fact that it's known that the school has armed teachers can prevent an active shooter from going in there unless he is really deranged. Unarmed teachers will valiantly shield their students with their own bodies. And that will prolong the student's life by about 2-3 seconds once that shooter has gotten in the door. What kind of a fight is that, where your only option is to catch the rounds in your chest cavity? Why, if I was a teacher and there was an active shooter in there and all I could do was shield them with my body, I would die knowing that as soon as I hit the floor, my students are going to start getting chewed up by rounds incoming. That would be a horrible way to go. I would rather see a teacher sitting on a retaining wall outside the school, shaking, crying, maybe projectile vomiting because they had to shoot somebody. I would rather see that. We can get them back. We can help them back. Can't bring them back if they're shot down. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street Casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from Frog Lube, Performance Made in the USA, that studio, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Every year, when the new Gun Digest comes out, Senator Dianne Feinstein, after she's just applied her Grecian formula to her hair and her eyebrows, sits down with her staff and goes through the pictures and gets ready to write the new assault weapons ban. That has happened every year in the 10 years since that ban has expired. And she recently released a press release this month honoring the 20th anniversary of the ban, where she wrote, "The evidence is clear. The ban worked." Now, here's a problem with this statement that she made. She's entitled to her own opinion. However, she does not get to make up her own facts. Gun violence experts say the exact opposite. Duke University public policy experts Philip Cook and Kristen Gross wrote in their book, The Gun Debate, What Everyone Needs to Know, there is no compelling evidence that it saved lives. A definitive study of the 1994 law, which prohibited the manufacture and sale of semi-automatic guns with military-style features such as pistol grips and or bayonet mounts, as well as magazines that held more than 10 rounds, cages on the end of the barrel that, you know, suppressed the flash, that kind of thing, found no evidence that it reduced overall gun crime or made shootings less lethal. That's because it didn't matter what you did with those things. Those were ergonomic features. The barrel was still open. If you fill in the barrel, then it becomes less dangerous. A Department of Justice funded study concluded in 2004 that they could not credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. Should it be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. Now, key gun control groups out there are signaling they're not going to go after assault weapons with the intent of trying to ban them now. Which is good. That's just simply acknowledging logic. They want to focus on other policies, including universal background checks. Or the other way to say that in the subtext is new way to make criminals out of people that weren't before. They think that would be a more effective way to save lives. Center for American Progress, John Podesta's group, released a report earlier this month suggesting a way to regulate
assault weapons without banning them. Feinstein, in 2013, when they were considering universal background checks, introduced her updated version of that weapons ban, and it got the lowest amount of votes of any they took up that day. It failed 40 to 60. She told her Senate colleagues to show some guts when they voted on it in April. The key statistic that she cited in her recent press release that the ban was responsible for a 6.7% decrease in total gun murders, holding all other factors equal, was rejected by researchers a decade ago. She attributed that statistic to an initial Department of Justice-funded study in the first years of the ban, published in 1997. Diane, I swear to God, you just never fail to amaze me. That is the, you know, the definition of insanity is continually wanting the same thing or doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. That's what it is. Now, let me segue here, simply because I find this amusing. The moms demand one of their leadership that is not Shannon Watts. Who knows who any of the other people are? I know who, what is her name, Erica Von Soto or something like that. She's a communication specialist. But one of the other activists out there had an interesting conversation on Twitter earlier this week with some pro-gun people. She allegedly actually admitted that she agreed with Nazi Minister of Propaganda Joseph Goebbels, quote, that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Since then, she has changed her Twitter username and protected her tweets, but the internet is forever. And there's this, you know, there's a lot of websites out there like Twitchy where once you have tweeted it, they capture it and it exists forever. You can't get rid of it. It's like luggage or certain sexually transmitted diseases is with you for the rest of your life. One of the participants in that Twitter conversation grabbed a screenshot of it. This particular mom's demand, her name is Allison A. Martin. Allison, you got issues. She tweeted, I don't understand why you would be against measures like expanding background checks. Do you have something to hide? And somebody tweets back to her, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Joseph Goebbels. Allison tweets back, Mr. Goebbels' words are wise words to live by. Somebody else came in there and said, please, for the love of God, tell me you're a parody account. Supposedly, somebody grabbed a screenshot of her private Twitter feed where she is allegedly defending her position from a new private account. I just agreed with the quote in general terms. There's no reason why people should be afraid of background checks for guns. It's not a matter of fear, okay? First of all, most people that are going to go buy a gun at a gun shop or at a gun show or over the internet know that they're going to go through a background check. And most people that go and do that know that they don't have a record. They don't become a prohibited person because they're on some sort of terrorist watch list, because lots of people get put on those. Teddy Kennedy was on a no-fly list 5 different times. Now, I don't know how old she is. If she's a product of public education, we could, if we want to be really generous here, we could give her the benefit of the doubt. However, then, we still have her agreeing with one of the most terrifying quotes in the history of mankind. And it's put into context for her of government control. The concept of if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear is terrifying. And it goes against the entirety of the Fourth Amendment. Where are the moms demand action on this? Are they going to fire her? Probably not. They'll probably shrug this off like every other lie and every other outrage they articulate. Some media outlets are reporting that this particular person is actually in a local leadership position. But nobody knows for sure. There's a picture of her on her formerly public Twitter account with her wearing a Moms Demand Action t-shirt in front of the gate in front of the White House. Which I found something interesting as we get ready to flip into the next hour, just as an aside. Did you notice that after this unarmed guy with a knife that had 800 rounds of ammunition, but no gun because they'd already been taken from him, when he jumped the fence and made it into the White House, now they're talking about building a bigger wall around the White House and extending the borders beyond Pennsylvania Avenue where cars aren't allowed to get into. So President Obama is looking at, listen, we can't have people, you know, just anybody can come over that wall. We've got to make it harder for them to come over that wall. While at the same time, he won't secure the border. Did anybody see the irony in that? Besides me, I get a kick out of the ironic things. Just because nobody, you know, if Barack Obama thinks the whole world should be a gun-free zone, start with the Secret Service, brother. Take down their guns. You don't need them. It's one big world of kumbaya. We have advanced. That's what you keep telling us. This is not the world in which we live, where we need guns to defend ourselves. Okay. I expect to see an auction soon with all of those roof-mounted Stingers taken down. Okay, buddy? Okay. Barack Obama knows. I mean, he's admitted it. I'm, you know, I send, you know, my wherever my girls go, there's guys with guns. So he knows the utility of it. He's not anti-gun. He's anti-Second Amendment. Coming up next from Prepper and Shooter Magazine, we're going to be joined by Vincent De Niro on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNlive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.